Hello, you're listening to Tysharam and Etherin, a Wheel of Time podcast. I am Will, I'm one of the hosts, and I've added this brief introduction to say thanks for giving our podcast a try. If this is the first time you're joining us, I wanted to give you a little spoiler warning. While we avoid major spoilers in most of our future episodes, there are a couple in this one. So if you haven't finished the series and you don't want to hear any spoilers at all, then proceed at your own peril. Also, these earlier episodes are pretty inconsistent in audio quality. And while we think they're still worth listening to, if you're bothered by random background noise and such, then take heart. Our future episodes get better. Also, please check out our website at tsmpodcast.com. Fill out our contact form, give us some feedback, or say something nice, and we might give you a shout out. You can also follow us on Instagram or Twitter, or like us on Facebook for funny memes, fan art, and updates about the Wheel of Time TV show. Thanks for listening.
Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of Tysharam and Etherin, a Wheel of Time podcast. I'm Will.
I'm Sam.
And we're here to talk about dream casting for the upcoming TV show.
Not to be confused with the console, which was pretty good. Like Virtua Fighter.
one of the biggest failures, though, I think it broke Sega, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they turned into a software company after that.
Right. But yes, we're not talking about the failed console. We're talking instead about who we would like to see. I will go ahead and say that my list is going to be different from yours because I made mine a while ago and I was trying to be semi-realistic with it.
Mine is a wild mixture of realistic and absolutely 100% no way. So fair enough. And knowing going... And there's no way. Absolutely. But, Rosamund Pike's in it. So what the heck?
Well, what's funny is, I had made this probably at least a month before the Rosamund Pike announcement.
Oh, really? Fair enough.
Yeah. I had actually on this list put her in it, but not as Moraine. I kind of figured, she's a little bit too big of a name to commit to something like this.
Sure.
But I thought maybe if the series did well and they could get her for something else later on. Now, here's the thing I realized. I have made an extremely long list.
I was wondering about that. I mean, I was, there's 2,600 characters. I think I have 20 or so somewhere around there. So be feel free to go through as many as you want and I'll jump in. Here and there.
Do we want to start with Two Rivers Folk, maybe?
Yeah, that's probably best. I mean, okay. And those were honestly some of my hardest to do.
Absolutely. Well, I'll just say, first of all, that these are the ones that I am actually least attached to because I fully expect them to be total
no names. Yeah, I was thinking about this just a minute ago. You look at Game of Thrones, of course, I have to mention that at least once. Mm-hmm. Those guys, Kit Harington, Sophie Turner, a lot of the young actors and actresses were no names when they were hired. And now that they've been in this highly successful show, have gone on to be in movies and other TV shows. It does seem like that's pretty likely that, they'll get some young no name who looks the part, which honestly, I'm okay with.
I would not at all be upset if none of these worked out. So,
right. Yeah. I feel the same way.
So let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. Did you find somebody for Rand?
I thought about this a good bit. I was thinking, okay, we need someone statuesque, good jawline, who could be beefy. The best I could come up with was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh yeah,
honestly, I could see it, but I'm not really married to that. But that's the best I came up with.
Well, I the thing I could see, Liam Hemsworth has a lot going for him. And, like you're saying, he's tall for one thing, which is, people get obsessed with one or two details of a character.
Yeah, right.
A lot of folks were upset that Rosamund Pike is tall.
Too tall. Yeah.
And Moraine is often described as being small. And
the Kyrian or as a people are described as being short, but who cares?
Right. Yeah. All that to say, I do think that Rand's being tall is very important.
Agreed.
Because he's kind of sticks out in the Two Rivers.
Right. I think it's important that he does look different, however they want to do that, from the people in the Two Rivers. And if it is just being, those defining Aiel characteristics of, blue eyes, tall, statuesque, whatever it might be, that it is important that it's very clear that he is not the same as the rest of these people.
So for a lot of my picks, I don't know if you have a browser open in front of you, but you might want to be able to look them up, because I'll admit,
yeah, that's good.
They're kind of obscure.
You feel free to be like so-and-so from this TV show or whatever.
Sure, sure. Yeah. For Rand, I totally took this from someone else's list. And the more I looked at it, the more I thought, yeah, I think that's actually a decent pick. Because like I said, I'm trying to go realistic. Alexander Ludwig, who is probably best known, at least to me, as he played Cato in the first Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The tribute, I think, from District 1 or 2. And he's in the show Vikings, which I didn't watch. But if you were to look him up, he's tall. He's got the square jawline. He, I think, could look the part really well. And he's, you know, he's a little bit too old, but I think he could pull off playing and, you know, 18, 19, whatever year old.
Yeah, you know, that was my problem consistently, is that, like, I would think, oh, this actress, and I look at her up and she's 38 or 44. Like, man, all the actresses I know are old, or not old.
Yeah.
They're not in this target demographic. Definitely
right.
A problem.
Yeah, that's part of the funny thing too, is that, like, starting to realize, you know, you and I are almost about the same age as, like, ScarJo, for example.
Right, so right.
Kapoor is as young.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of funny thing that happens when you're like, oh wait, yeah, we all age.
indeed.
So for Perrin, I think among the three Taviran, that Perrin might be my favorite. I there's something about his quiet resolve and wolves that I really like. Having said that, I have no idea.
I am 100% with you. I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, I have no idea who I would have to play him. And
it's really hard.
Yeah, the guy that I put on my list, really, I like him, but I would much rather than find somebody new that would be the right. But I put Peyton Meyer, who was in Girl Meets World.
Nice.
And he would have to put on some muscle.
Yeah.
But I think he could possibly pull off that kind of quiet reserve and that intensity that I think Perrin has, and be likable. I think one of the things that is true of Perrin is that he is very likable. It seems like people like him and want him to lead. And even in spite of his own kind of personality, not being the kind of person that wants to be up front, out leading everybody, he kind of can't help it, because you can always chalk it up to Taviran, but I do think there needs to be a quality in, especially in him, that says, you know, hey, this is a guy that, you know, all these different groups that eventually come to follow him later in the series.
He consistently is like, I'm a blacksmith from the Two Rivers. I don't want to be a leader of men. I just want to, you know, protect my friends and family. And so I get that.
Did you have anybody?
I really went back and forth on this. At first, I thought, I don't even know if I should say, I thought Ty Sheridan, you know, the kid who plays Cyclops. Which is kind of, so that was the best I did. I had another one, but I think I'm going to save that other one I had for another character.
Okay.
I don't feel strongly about it, but that was the best I could do.
Okay.
Took a swing at it.
Matt Coffin, Matrim, is a big character. He's got a lot of personality.
I will say this is the one of the three Taviran that I most quickly thought of someone and feel like it fits the best. So
Go ahead.
So, and I'll freely admit, I'll first say I thought of this before I watched Stranger Things, but it was reinforced by watching Stranger Things. Joe Keery, he's the ex-boyfriend who kind of becomes like the kind of big brother to Dustin. Yeah. The goofy grin, the curly haired kid. Yeah. Yeah. I just think Joe Keery has the kind of the jaunty grin, the cockiness, the general demeanor, the wiry frame. I don't know. Thought it could kind of be a good fit.
I can totally see that. And everything about his persona, I think, could fit really
definitely
well. I said Dylan O'Brien, who and I don't know that if he is quite right. I feel like he's got the look really good.
Yeah, definitely.
I could see him doing the character well.
For sure, for sure.
I mean, a lot of these guys are even just a little too old now. It's just
it really is hard. It gets really hard. I mean, you know that, like, in a lot of these, in a lot of, you know, things where shows or movies where teens are portrayed, it is like people in their mid to late 20s.
Now we've come to somebody that I listed as my favorite character, Egwene.
Right, okay.
Who I picked for Ran would not fit well with this Egwene. So, for example, I'm just saying any given one of these might fit the character.
Sure.
But I'm not projecting this as a completed cast. So, anyway, I haven't yet watched Stranger Things Season 3, but since you had
invoked it,
just listed it, I was trying to figure out, you know, who is this? Who could it be? And like I said, she's one of my favorite characters. So I was really kind of going back and forth between several different people. And I was sitting there watching Jimmy Fallon, and on comes Millie Bobby Brown, who's... When I say that, I know people are like, well, she's too young.
Probably not by the time this films.
Yes, exactly. I think she would actually be the perfect age.
Yes,
and
I agree.
I also think that she could be believable as Egwene at the beginning and Egwene at the end.
Yeah, that's a great point. You think about if this show is successful, that's a big if, certainly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, think about how long Game of Thrones went on. I mean, and this is 14 books as opposed to 5.
Right.
So yeah, there's lot of ground to cover. And not to say it would go on for 14 years, but, you know, right, if you have someone that's closer to Egwene's actual age, you know, that's definitely a benefit. That's a good point.
So
I like that. And I love Millie Bobby Brown, of course. That's a great, great choice. I like
that. So did you have somebody?
I did, yeah. So I'm a big fan of The Leftovers on HBO. I'm sure if you're familiar with that. But there's an actress on there called Margaret Qualley.
Yeah.
She plays the daughter. And I just thought she had a good personality that fit with the way Egwene is portrayed. And that was kind of the extent of it. She came to mind as I was thinking of Egwene. I was like, oh, yeah, Leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's at least one or two others. There's some themes in my list, man. There's a few shows I really like. So you're gonna, you know, it's just like, you know, like Tim Burton is gonna cast Johnny Depp.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna refer back to 3 or 4 shows. So,
yeah.
You know, just a fair warning.
Yeah, I think there's a few times that it's obvious what my favorite shows are if you went through this entire list, especially.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So did you find a Nynaeve?
I spent a lot of time on this, and I had a few options in mind, and several times was kind of thinking, you know, the same question, too old or not. And so, like, my first thought was Adrienne Palicki.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to say your name right now. But yeah, she's like 36, 37, but I think she's perfect for it. It's just, it was that same question in my mind. But I thought she definitely had that kind of the fiery personality kind of in your face. But then my other one was Deborah Ann Woll from Daredevil. Thought she could be a good fit too. I don't know, maybe less so, but she's younger, so
yeah. You know, it's funny you mention Adrienne Palicki because I had put her down as Brigitta.
I had a Brigitta as well. That's interesting.
And
let's see, we'll get to it.
Honestly, I mean, I just like her, and so
yeah, me too. Yeah, it's like I had several that I was like, all right, I need to find somewhere to put this actor or actress.
Right. Yeah, that's really a lot of it. Is just like I don't care.
I really want to see this person in, you know, in this thing that I like. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we've got our two Rivers folk, right?
Right.
Our main cast, anyway. Now we, you know, Moraine is taken care of. So
right.
Well, move on to, how about Lan?
That is another one. I had put 4 or 5 different names, and I really went around and around on this in my head. I would like to see them get a biggish name for this, someone who can match Rosamund Pike. So I kind of had a couple thoughts, but I after I thought about it a lot, I really landed on Gerard Butler, honestly. Because he just has that, like, he can match, you know, just he has the physical presence. You know, he's older, but not, you know, but he's still, you know, strong and masculine and worldly feeling. You know, of course, 300, but he's been in a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, the man has range. So I could have had a couple others, but that's really what felt right to me.
Right. It's a good example of one that's not at all likely
probable
but would be fun to see.
There's a reason that Jeff Bezos is the richest man alive. He's not going to spend Gerard Butler money.
Right. Exactly. The fellow that I picked out, once again, I was really focusing on is, you know, somebody that might actually be available, somebody that might be realistic.
Fair enough.
He may not actually be quite old enough. There's a guy named Clive Standen, and okay. he's in Vikings. Now, if you look, just Google a picture of him, you'll say, oh, yeah, he's way too young. But if you find a picture of him actually in Vikings, he looks about 20 years older than
he actually is.
And to me, like, the picture of him, if you find him, he has like scars on his face and he's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They give him like gray in his beard. OK. Yeah, totally.
And
absolutely. I can totally see that.
I was actually like, you know what, just looks wise and the fact that he's been in a show that was a period piece. I could see him going with it. Now, like you say, I mean, I'm really hopeful that they get somebody that is, you know, somewhere between this guy and Gerard Butler, because you need somebody who can match Rosamund Pike in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you mentioned that it's, you know, that it's a period piece. I like that it is. I personally, in my choices, I try to avoid specifically Game of Thrones actors. Like I was talking to my wife about this. She's like, what about Kit Harington? I was like, absolutely not Kit Harington.
No.
I want this show to distance itself from Game of Thrones. I wanted to distance itself from Harry Potter. I wanted to distance itself from Narnia. I wanted to distance itself from Lord of the Rings. I would love to see Emma Watson. You know, there's a lot of these
right.
actors and actresses, but especially when they're too close to the source material in terms of being fantasy specifically. You know, Vikings is obviously a historical period piece. I'm not saying that at all. But for something like Harry Potter, that was a personal choice. I was like, and if they cast someone from one of those shows, I probably will still like it, but it's just if I was in charge of it, I would try to avoid that person.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm totally with you. And in addition to the fact that it's I don't know that it's realistic. I agree with you. I think that to not invite comparison, it's best to have kind of its own identity.
And for a similar reason, I also did not include Idris Elba or Matthew McConaughey, despite the fact I think they're phenomenal actors. I hate the Dark Tower movie, and I don't want anything that reminds me of it.
Stick another nickel in the Sam hates the Dark Tower movie a jar.
Exactly.
Okay, so my next thing was Tom Maryland.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Tom Maryland. That was one that I just and I had an obvious choice, but please, I'd like for you to go first.
Okay. Tom brings a lot of strong feelings out, I've found. I posted this list in a forum online and got probably the most kind of anger about my choice for Tom.
Fair enough. And, excellent. That's good. But, provocative. Yeah.
Right. Well, everybody wants a certain guy. I don't know if this, well,
it anyway. May very well be, but please continue.
But anyway,
if it's so, it's okay.
Okay. So I don't picture Tom as being super old. A lot of people picture him as old because he's described as having white hair,
white mustache, you know, handlebar.
I figure he's a more middle-aged guy who went white early on. And that
he's described as being nimble and able to do jump backflips and all that stuff.
Exactly. My choice is Yoan Gruffudd, who unfortunately is probably best known as the original Mr. Fantastic. Well, not the original, but the one everyone knows, the Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four.
The one with Jessica Alba?
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. I like that.
So, but here's why. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Amazing Grace. That's the story of William Wilberforce, who helped get the slave trade ended in Great Britain. It's a good movie. You should check it out. He plays William Wilberforce in that. And there's a scene where there's this kind of rowdy bar atmosphere and he's trying to get everyone's attention. So he just jumps up onto a table and starts singing. I just see that as being Tom.
Fair enough.
As just being able to just command a room and everybody just looks at him He was also in a short-lived show called Forever that's really great. I was really sad when it went away, where he plays a detective character. But he's got a lot of the personality that I see in Tom. So
anyway, I what you said about him being not being old. It seems like the same thing as the people being too old or not being buff enough. It's like there's a lot of stuff they can do nowadays, especially you look at these Marvel movies with them de-aging Samuel L. Jackson. And, you know, I think that is a completely valid choice because, you know, these days between makeup, hair and makeup, and even if they wanted to do CG or whatever, there's tons of ways they can make someone look whatever age they want them to look.
Okay. So who's your choice for Tom?
Sam Elliott.
Yes. Okay. There it is.
I did not read anything about this, but that is literally what popped into my head when I started thinking.
That's the guy that everyone wants.
I'm sorry.
I love Sam. And I mean, like, if you're a dude, I think you kind of have to like Sam.
Yeah, right? Tombstone. I mean,
you know, he's a man's man. You know, all that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just for me, and it's not just the age thing. Like because, like I said, I mean,
he does have that accent and stuff that would not fit very well. So I mean, that's all fair.
Yeah.
You expect him to see like a pair of six shooters on his waist the badge, you know, that's all fair.
My main thing with it, though, is that I see Tom, and maybe, I don't know, others don't see him this way, but with him being a court bard and everything, I see him as being fairly kind of polished in his whole manner.
Yeah, he, like, interacts with nobles and plays the game of houses and Kyrie and all that. Yeah, sure. I get that. I completely get that. But my only defense is that when Elaine stumbles into his room drunk and pulls on his mustaches, I picture Sam Elliott. Okay. 100%.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No, that it makes sense. And he's the visual essence of I get it.
Yeah.
My next question was going into the Rand wives.
Dang, I did not even think of men 100%. So I'll just admit that.
Okay.
But the other two I definitely have something for. So if you would like to give us your men, that would be.
Okay. So my men is Odea Rush. And she's not one that a lot of people will have heard of, probably. I think the thing she would probably be best known for is maybe the Giver.
She's in Goosebumps, apparently.
Yeah, she was also in Lady Bird and kind of a relatively small part.
Cool.
But I think she could fit the description. I think she's the right age and she's a good actress. So that's
fair
really
enough.
All it comes down to for me.
That's good.
Like so that. What about your Avienda?
So this is another one where I spent a while like realizing that I do not know actresses under 30 at all. So I just went round and round. And this is another one of those, it's definitely not going to happen just because of, you know, like the budget and such, but Chloe Grace Moretz, it's kind of, she's got range. Clearly she's done a lot of different stuff. Took a stab at it. It's the best I can come up with.
My Avienda, I was trying to think of someone that would be, she's another one of those strong characters.
Yes, right? Definitely.
A lot of personality. And
right. I was just reading a scene where she's, you know, just like walking alongside Rand's horse, just giving him a tongue lashing. You know, everyone else is watching, you know, all the rest of the IU.
And I have no idea who I really want for this, but I was trying to find somebody that looked like they could have some gravitas. I went with Alec Baldwin's daughter, Ireland Baldwin. She's not super well known as an actress, but she has done work before, and that's not based off of much more than her appearance and honestly her pedigree as Alec Baldwin's daughter.
Oh man, well, you know, it's quite a pedigree. Hard to argue with success.
Right. My Elaine, I feel a little bit more passionate about. So I'm curious to hear yours first, though.
This is another one where I went through IMDb and I was just like, I don't freaking know these people. but the only one that really jumped out at me is someone who has range and that could fit well would be Dakota Fanning, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's
again. Great. You know, this is like Dreamcast of
sure.
You know, if Jeff Bezos opened up his wallet,
right? Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, he actually has the money to do it. It's just you know, he might want
to spend it.
You know, he might want to purchase Canada instead.
Right. Right.
My choice for Elaine, and I actually think there's a good chance of this happening because she is a fan of the books and she has expressed interest. Is actually Molly C. Quinn, who's best known as playing Nathan Fillion's daughter in Castle. She is a fan of the books, and if you...
She has the hair, certainly. Definitely a perfect fit when it comes to the hair.
And if you went to her Twitter account, you'd see when she tweeted out about Rosamund Pike being cast, she was excited. I really think that there is a good chance that she could be cast in it because she's expressed interest and she's, I think, within the range of possibility.
Heck yeah.
About the right age and everything. So
fair enough. No, that's great.
I would be excited to see her in it. I think she would actually fit it quite well.
Yeah.
Those are kind of a lot
those are the big ones. Yeah. When I was making my list, I was thinking like the perspective characters. I mean, 2,600 characters. I mean, come on. There's just no way. But yeah. So it's a conundrum of what other ones to go over, for sure.
Was there any other character, whether it was kind of a side character or something, that kind of popped out at you that you're like, you know, I really would like this person to be portrayed like this?
Will, I'm so glad you asked. I had one that I was sitting at work and I started chuckling and my coworker looked over at me and was like, what are you doing? Anyway, so I was thinking, as a high fantasy show, there are certain expectations that we, the audience, have come to obtain after watching certain television programs and certain movies. And one of those is a certain trope, a certain thing you expect to happen. So my choice for Luz Theron Telamon is Sean Bean.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, because you can't have a high fantasy show without Sean Bean getting killed.
Right. So you kind of broke your own rule there, but I can completely endorse.
I did. I intentionally did.
Yes, I completely endorse it. He would be excellent.
Love that man.
Sean Bean's, you know, he's one of those that you would just like to see him in anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
He's such a great place, a good tortured kind of leading man, as Boromir, even though he's kind of doing the wrong thing, you even like him then and you identify with him. He would really be great in that role in a lot of ways.
Sure.
I heard somebody say that they wanted Bryan Cranston. But here's what's funny about your Luz Theron. So I was trying. I tried to go more realist. Your guy played Boromir.
Yep.
My guy played Boromir's brother.
And nice.
David Wynnum, who
love it,
played
love
Faramir, it. Who more recently was in the new Iron Fist. Unfortunately, because that wasn't the best.
Okay. He's been in some other stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In a similar category to Sean Bean for me, like I will watch something if he's in it.
I think of him from 300 more than anything else, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
It's a good choice. Very good.
He's a guy I could see doing the whole crazy Luz Theron and tackling and kind of losing it, especially when you think of him in Iron Fist when he's kind of playing a crazy guy.
I never did watch Iron Fist. I was discouraged by the NPR review, and I had kind of been burned out by the Defenders. But fair enough.
Okay.
What about you? Do you have a one you're most passionate about?
You know, I have to say, there's a lot of them that I looked down my list, and I could see them all working and none of them working. And
right.
The casting of Rosamund Pike kind of screwed up my whole view of this because I was hoping that they would go with someone of her caliber and age but I was also kind of half expecting them to skew younger with the Aes Sedai.
Sure, because of the ageless quality and all that sort of thing.
Right, sure. And so a lot of my Aes Sedai I put as younger. And as a result, for my Cadsuane, I had put Rosamund Pike.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Because Cadsuane is described as being as actually appearing somewhat older because she's so old as an Aes Sedai.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
And so, but I hasten to say, I'm very glad that they cast her as Moraine. I would not want it another way. I've heard people talk about Cadsuane as needing to be played by an older woman, and I wouldn't disagree with that. I think it would be
there'd be a difference between someone like Moraine and Cadsuane. So yeah, I mean, like, since they went that direction with the casting, it does seem likely that Cadsuane would be someone older.
But
yeah, it seems like the whole ageless thing is problematic. Like, they're just going to have to make a decision about it and kind of go with it.
Yeah, the person I've heard thrown around for Cadsuane that is totally a dream cast but would be awesome is Helen Mirren.
Nice. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And one of the ones that just, you know, as I was going through the list of characters and I was like, oh my gosh, that would be perfect, would be for Padan Fain, Bill Skarsgård.
Okay.
You know, just the crazy eyes and just the kind of general, he can exude that general creepiness of Padan Fain, works with Mordeath, and, you know, just kind of that. I just kind of really, it seemed like it'd be really cool. And it seems, I mean, you know, he's in TV shows, so, you know, he's in Castle Rock, so it's not impossible.
I had a choice that I think a lot of people, I've seen other people put this, so mine's a little more generic. Robert Carlyle, who is, his name is not at all familiar, but he is best known as Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
Ah, okay. Looking at him, yeah, completely could see it. There's at least, like, there's one black and white picture. It's like, oh, yeah, he's got that kind of bony, kind of like a gaunt look to him. Yeah, could totally see it. It's good.
Did you think through any Forsaken?
I did a little bit. The problem is just like kind of, honestly, differentiating them in my mind a little bit. You know, it's like, you know, Ishmael is the big one that, you know, you think about. But then after that, it's like, it's like the end of every book. You find it so forsaken, you know? Yeah. And so, but yeah, I did think through a few. What about you?
Ishmael's the big one, / Moradin, / Baal-Zimon.
right.
So I picked for him Richard Armitage, who is best known for playing Thorin in the Hobbit movies, but has been in some other things.
He's got the look, certainly.
I really think he would actually do a really great job of also kind of being the anti-Rand. You know, the fact that Rand, at least at the beginning, kind of has this innocence about him. There's no cynicism in Rand at the start. And I feel like Richard Armitage would have this kind of world-weary, like, I could have been like you, kind of.
Yeah.
Because Ishmael is he's really the only Forsaken that his reasoning is actually kind of reasonable. And by the way, he voices Wolverine in the Wolverine podcast, too. So
nice.
So did you have a Ishmael?
I had a few actors in mind for a few of the Forsaken. And I would say the one that comes to mind is Neil McDonough. And on, he's been in a bunch of stuff. I know him as Damian Dark from Arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
I just thought he kind of had the look and the presence. I don't know.
I could see it. Once you get past Ishmael, it's like everything else is, you know, hey, he's just another, you know, kind of good-looking, menacing white dude.
Right. Oh, that brings up a good point. So I've been meaning to bring this up, but I didn't really have a good opportunity or avenue to do it. One thing I'd like to see in the show is some way to bring some diversity, if only because there's some phenomenal actors and actresses of color.
Sure.
But there's not a lot of obvious choices. So I was, you know, I was thinking, like, for example, I think it'd be cool to have Gareth Bryn played by Lance Reddick randomly. You know, I mean, and he's not described as African at all or African American at all in the novels, but there's no real reason he couldn't be. You know, so like just finding opportunities like that to bring a phenomenal sure. actor and to bring some, you know, honestly, just to, you know, so it's not just all a bunch of white dudes.
Right. I mean, like, exactly.
There's something to be said for that, for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And actually, of course, you do have things like Soldaians have tilted eyes.
Right. I thought of that too. Yes, definitely.
So I mean, I take that as them being looking Asian.
Asiatic. Yeah, for sure.
Of some kind. And then you have like the Damani are copper skinned, and you can take that a number of different ways. For my longer cast list, when I went through and looked at different Damani, I actually cast Native American people.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
And for example, Rodel Iturralda, who he's a sleeper kind of character. He comes late, but he's pretty important there towards the end. Graham Greene, who has been in a ton of stuff. He's one of probably the best recognized character actors of Native American ancestry. And he just, to me, looks like he could be a hardened captain.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Battle and everything. And
he's one of the great captains, as is Gareth Brynn, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I did when I was making my longer list is I would look at the list of, for example, characters that are Damani and kind right. of work backwards a little bit and say, okay, so if these people are all the same race, what would that mean? So like Liana, for example, you know, who's Suwan's keeper, and she's around a lot. She doesn't have a ton of kind of dialogue, so to speak, but she's in a lot of scenes. So she could be a very important character if they and choose to continue to include her that way. And I Fair chose an actress named Julia Jones, has also been in a lot of stuff, Westworld. And there's a mention of Liana being tall and having, I think, wayfish kind of willowy.
Sure, sure.
Kind of, but also copper skin, so I feel like she fits that pretty well.
Cool. You mentioned, since you mentioned the Saudians, who did you pick for Fail?
Very good question. So Fail's funny because when you talk to people online, there's kind of this general, I feel like Fail is the Nickelback of of the Wheel of Time characters, in that
and please do tell.
Hear me out. She's not as bad as everyone acts like she is, but it's kind of popular to dislike her.
Is okay, what, fair enough. Like, because she's controlling and right. Okay, yeah, I get that.
But I like Fail. And
I do too. I do too.
I chose Jessica Henwick, also from Iron Fist. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
So did you have somebody?
I did. I kind of had a few in mind for this because I kind of like, because she is a major-ish character, and because of the eye description, my first thought was Zendaya. Mm. And I did in fact see Spider-Man last night, but I thought of this before that.
Okay.
but then I also got to, when you we didn't talk about this earlier. We talked about Lane, did you have someone for Gawain?
Yeah. Mine's another guy that most people probably won't have heard of. His name is Greg Sulkin. Marvel's Runaways is probably where he was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The guy with the robot fist thing.
Yes,
yeah.
The fist of guns.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. No, that's a good choice because he's got the kind of fair complexion, high cheekbones, the kind of royal look. Yeah, sure. Okay. I like that.
Did you have somebody?
I did. Jesse Plemons from Friday Night Lights, redheaded dude. It kind of came to mind as I was, you know, because having watched the show, it just kind of came to mind. I was like, oh yeah, I can kind of see him looking like that, and having the look.
And you know what I like about him is that Gawain is kind of described as being not quite conventionally handsome, and
right.
I think
right. Egwene doesn't really notice him at first because she notices Galad. What about Loghain?
Okay, yes, we got it. Loghain is—he really is one of my favorite characters. Even though he's, to me, I would read a book all about Loghain.
Yeah,
I would actually, the book that I would read would be What Happens to Loghain After the Whole Event of the Wheel of Time. So
fair enough.
Like, I would be very interested to find out. So my Loghain is Brett Dalton,
okay,
who is best known for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's like, I always think of him as evil Captain America because he kind of has that look.
Yes, and I think he would kill it. I think he, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., sorry, spoilers for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but,
you know, yeah,
you know, you're not, he plays a guy that betrays his
Hydra
team and he becomes a bad guy. So
yeah, he's in Hydra.
And so I see him, it's like the inverted Loghain, basically.
Right.
And so I would like to see a thing where he gets to kind of play that in reverse, where he's kind of, because Loghain isn't quite a bad guy, but he is kind of dangerous and you don't know what his thinking is. And he seems to be kind of in for himself. And eventually he comes to a place where he's the leader of the Black Tower. And especially at the very end, he has kind of a big moment of realizing he is going to be a person that serves people and cares for people. And
yeah, and you have the whole range of after he's gentled and you know, kind of he's despondent, and then after that, you know, like there's a whole range of this character that would be really, yeah. Like that.
So what about you?
This is, you know, getting back to the fact that I have a few shows that I really like.
Sure.
Dominic West. Specifically from The Wire. I was looking for a role for that guy. I think he's just got a lot of range and he's really cool.
No,
he buff up if he needed to.
Yeah. No, he would kill it. Actually, I think he would be good. He's like you're saying, he's one of those guys. You just like to see him and stuff.
Exactly.
He's got a good look for that
character. Yeah, he does. He's kind of has that look that's, you know, kind of scoundrel, but he has range. You know, he could potentially be better than he is, kind of.
All right. So Suwon Sanche.
Ooh, this is another good one. Yeah. This is, please go.
Okay. So again, when I made my list initially, I was thinking younger, but I actually stand by this.
Okay, fair enough.
And here's why. Because I want them to get somebody younger for Suwon and age her up before she's
still. Yeah, that's true, because then she looks younger after she's still. That's a really good point.
Right. Like, and so I totally stand by this, because I think that she could realistically play somebody who is 20 or 30 years older and then still have the kind of gravitas, and that is Tatiana Maslany.
I had her also on something else, but she has so much range. She's excellent.
Excellent.
Orphan Black, yeah. Man. She is so awesome.
She
plays so many different characters.
She doesn't have range. She is the range.
She's that whole show. Just about.
She's everything. And it is just ridiculous how talented she is. She could be anything and everything in this. She could play Rand. She could.
It's true. It's so true.
She could play Bella. any character at all. So, who did you have for Suwon?
I had Emily Mortimer. I think of her most from The Newsroom. She's been in other things as well. I mean, she's an English actress. Probably late, early 50s. I think. I don't know exactly how old she is, but I was thinking very much of the Suwon who is the Emerlin seat, not the Suwon after she's been stilled, but just having the gravitas, being, you know, just a strong, powerful woman, and just how she kind of takes Jeff Daniels to task in The Newsroom.
Kind of came to mind. No, I like her. She was in Mary Poppins Returns, I think.
She was indeed. With Lin-Manuel. Indeed.
Yes. I think she has, to me, almost more of the look that I actually picture.
Yeah.
For Suwon.
So. Yeah, that was a lot of my choices were honestly like that look. It just kind of like, you know, just getting back to the same Elliot thing. It just kind of like, oh yeah, that just like fits. You know. So this is just one of the ones that is shamelessly like, I have a pick that I want to talk about, so I'm just going to bring it up.
Go ahead.
High Lord Turok, the Shan Chan, you know, member of the High Blood at Falma. Okay. Yeah, he's a sword master. Do you have anybody for that?
I don't think I do.
Fair enough. Okay, so this is a weird, odd pick, but this is one of those where I was trying to think of places where you could have diversity, where you could have the opportunity for that. And Sean Chan was one where it's like, all right, you know, they're not, again, not pictured as African American, and that's fair. But you could see, you know, there being diversity on the Isle of Sean Chan potentially. For one thing, but I just love Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just picturing that, you know, the sword fight between Rand and Lilo Turok. And I was just at Falma, like, oh, Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther was so awesome.
Yeah.
So that was the extent of my logic there, but
no, that totally makes sense. You know, I didn't know until somebody told me that Robert Jordan had said that the Sean Chan are supposed to have Texan accents, is what.
Oh it, my goodness.
Yeah. It, like, you know, a lot of the big fans already know that, but if you're reading through it, that the slurring accent is supposed to be like a Texas accent.
Oh, and no.
So now, like, as I thought about it, like, at first, I was like, really? But as I thought about it,
I hate it.
So as I thought about it, though, like,
it fits, but I hate it.
Yeah. The more I thought about it, I think of it in terms of like racist kind of
sure
that you'd have in like Civil War era movies, and that's really they're slavers.
Yes, and they are 100%. Yeah, so that makes perfect sense.
I really actually, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know, I can kind of see that working. There aren't a ton of male Sean Chan characters that have a big role.
Right.
I think there's Furik, and the one at the end is escaping me, who is kind of in competition with Matt. Either of those, I was interested in Walton Goggins, who recently played kind of the bad guy in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
He has a Southern accent and is kind of generally plays kind of sadistic kind of characters. And I could just see him being.
Yeah. More- yeah. He was in that that show about the vice principals or whatever on HBO. And he's pretty much the same terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's great.
Plays the same character every
he
time.
He does, and that's okay because he plays it well. As you said that, though, it just hit me like a ton of bricks that Tuon is like portrayed as being dark skinned. So like right there, you know, like Lupita Nyong'o or somebody that.
Yeah.
Everyone, I just like forgot about that.
Lupita Nyong'o would be great for Tuon. Yeah.
Again, obviously probably not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. She's basically an A-lister right now. So
she is indeed.
I do think there's plenty of others that have a similar kind of presence to her. I actually did have a pick for Tuon. Her name is Shaunette Renee Wilson, and she was actually in Black Panther, but as a minor character. And she's done TV and a few other things, but she's got, I think,
she's got the look. Totally, absolutely. I'm all about it. What about Elida? Do you have anybody for Elida?
I did, but I'm curious to hear yours first.
So this is another one of those where it's like, look, thinking of like strong, independent women who could really just, you know, take the men to task. And again, just Dreamcast, probably won't happen, but Rachel McAdams.
Okay.
Yeah. Just Red Aja as Mean Girls, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could totally see it. Right. No, I think that she would be awesome.
She'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. And, didn't you and I go to see Mean Girls in the theater?
Like, that sounds right. Yeah, it would have been the right time.
I think
it was
like a group of guys too.
Right.
It's like,
right, of course.
Our six dude friends like all going to see it like our junior year of high school or whatever. My Elida, again, I was skewing probably too young.
Younger, sure. No, that's all right.
And Abigail Spencer, who was in Mad Men and more recently, she was in Timeless. I don't know if you saw that show.
I think you recommended it to me, and I have not had a chance to watch it. But I'm looking at her. I can totally see it. Yeah,
I really like her. She's one of those that I did kind of look for a place to put her because I like her.
Sure.
But I could see her playing that kind of nasty nice kind of at the beginning.
Right.
Here, she's kind of always trying to undermine and everything, and the political angling to maneuver her way where she wants to go and everything. Red Aja.
That's good. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. That's interesting. We talked about the Forsaken. Did we talk about what about Landfear? She's a large-ish character.
Yes. I have a Landfear. I want to hear yours.
So you mentioned Westworld, and for me, it was just like, this was one of those where I just thought, oh, that it just fits in my head. But Evan and Rachel Wood.
Yes, definitely I could
fits
see
in my head.
Yeah, I could actually see that being pretty darn perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So mine, she may be too young, but I think she has the look. Emma Dumont, who was in The Gifted, which got canceled recently.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I liked The Gifted.
And
okay, yeah, she played
Polaris.
Daughter. Polaris. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, fair enough.
And
I like it. And she's one that it's like I'd like to see her in the show one way or another.
Right.
Like she's great. That's
yeah,
good.
That was
good choice.
Did you have any other Forsaken that
I had one or two where I just was kind of like this is the Forsaken where I was like I really like this. This actor, so I don't know, like Samael, do you have anyone for?
For Samael, I had Ewan, how do you say his name? Ewan Rayon, from Game of Thrones. He's been in some other stuff. He was in Misfits and everything. He's best known for Game of Thrones for playing Ramsay.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Yeah. Yeah. That's hard to argue with that one. That is good. That is a real good choice. He's a sadistic dude. I mean, not in real life, I'm sure, but yeah, it's well, hard to argue with that one. That's good.
he plays kind of a psychopath in a lot of different things. And anyway, that was kind of that was my picture for Samael. So
yeah. Yeah.
Did you have
so
one?
This is another one of those. And again, The Wire, sorry, everybody. but it was like, I love Aidan Gillen. Just think he's, you know, he's Littlefinger, and okay, there I guess there I go with my Game of Thrones again. I was thinking of The Wire, honestly.
No, here's what's funny. I had him elsewhere in my list as Robin.
Ah, see, there you go. Just interchangeable Forsaken, man.
Yeah. Here was the only reason why I picked him for Robin is Robin uses compulsion on Morghese, and he is
right
playing to become the first
Lord
king of
Gabriel.
Yeah. And I don't know. I pictured he was actually basically who I pictured.
Fair enough.
When I heard that,
so. Yeah, that's good. I like that. What about any other Forsaken?
Demondred. Demondred mainly shows up at the end, bringing in the Sharans. And this was really because I pulled up like the official picture art of him. And immediately I thought of this guy, Sean Mayer. I think it's Mayer, not Marr. Best known as playing Simon Tam in Firefly.
Yes. Yep. That's good.
And I could just really see him as being a psycho bad guy. Just as much as he is a good guy in Firefly, I think he would be very interesting to have as a bad guy.
That's good. I like that.
Since you said that Elias was one of your favorite characters, did you find an Elias?
Nope, didn't even think about it.
mine is, I don't know, I like this guy and I want him someplace. I'm not sure if this is the right place, but I also kind of think he would work because it's a little different than his usual thing. James, I think it's Raymar, he is usually a bad guy. And I like him as
yeah, he's got the rugged looks. I can see it. Yeah.
And I'd like to see him kind of in that mentorish kind of role, kind of changing things around a little bit. He kind of plays it in Black Lightning, actually, right?
Yeah,
now.
He has been in a range of things. He's been in Dexter, The Warriors, Black Lightning, Sex and the City, The Girl Next Door, Too Fast, Too Furious.
He was in the Shannara Chronicles and The Phantom.
That was the MTV show. Yeah.
I remember him from The Phantom. That was probably the first place I can remember seeing him. Did you have any others?
I have at least one more actor that I will plug into one of the ones that you mentioned.
Who is that?
Gary Oldman, just because he has more range than anyone I know of, and like he could play any role at all.
he would be great in anything.
Won't happen, but that's mine. That's
right. Well, but he's another one of those guys that you're just like anything he's in.
I'm in. I'm gonna watch it.
Yep. Well, it's been a lot of fun talking about this, and maybe
thoroughly enjoyed it.
We'll catch back up with The Great Hunt is the next book.
Yeah, one of my personal favorites. It's a good one.
It is.
It'd be a fun one to talk about.
Really, in my reviewing of it, I'm coming to appreciate it even more than I did the first time. It's a very well put together, especially considering what comes later, the development of those characters early on. So I'm looking forward to talking about it.
For sure. All right.
Well, until then, Tysharam and Etherin.
Tysharam and Etherin.